Hello and welcome to Coronavirus Essential. I'm your host, Shraddha Sharma, and I'm back with information from around the world on the coronavirus pandemic with this podcast. Let's start with the Indian front. Today is the 20th day of India's 21-day lockdown, and as reports are suggesting, it could be extended. PM Narendra Modi will address the nation at 10 a.m. tomorrow, that is 14th April. This is coming after Tamil Nadu has also announced an extension of lockdown till 30th April after a few other states. As per reports by PTI, 7 to 8 lakh crore will be the loss to the Indian economy, and we are seeing a steady lifting of this lockdown with bureaucrats and ministers starting to go back to work, and reports are suggesting that there might be a steady lift off with some of the essential manufacturing activities being allowed by the government sector. Supreme Court has also agreed to modify its order that has directed free COVID-19 testing by private lab as well. So now the Apex Court has said that the government can decide which categories will get free COVID-19 testing, and they had said, and I quote, "We are seeing that the government is doing its best. We are modifying our order," the court had said. Now let's come to some of the state-wise information and the total number of cases. Confirmed COVID-19 cases in India stand at 9,352. We had seen a spike over the weekend and in the past 24 hours. The Union Ministry has said that 324 people have died so far due to the illness, and Maharashtra, Delhi and Tamil Nadu have reported the highest number of cases. 905 new cases were reported and 51 new deaths were reported in the past 24 hours. ICMR has also said that till yesterday they have conducted over 2,06,200 COVID-19 tests, and if we talk about all over recovery, 857 people have recovered and have been discharged. More than 32 crore poor people have received financial assistance of over 29,350 crore under the Pradhan Mantri Garib Kalyan package as per a PIB release, and the release also covers other assistance that has been provided by the government in the rural segment. A Ministry of Home Affairs has said that regular visa and e-visas of foreigners stranded in India due to the outbreak will be extended till April 30th. Prime Minister's office also said that they had a telephonic conversation that was between PM Narendra Modi and the Prime Minister of Vietnam discussing COVID-19 pandemic and the steps being taken to address this challenge. Now let's come to Mumbai. Often termed as India's largest slum in Asia, that is Dharavi, has now emerged as a major novel coronavirus hotspot. 25 staff members of a hospital in Mumbai have been tested positive for COVID-19. Some reports are suggesting that it is Bhatia Hospital. They are also being treated at the ICU of the hospital and all are stable now. And authorities will be conducting a door-to-door testing as per a special plan in Mumbai that will include the area of Dharavi. As per new reports, a man from Nagaland has been tested positive for COVID-19. It's the first case of the state. The Bombay High Court has ordered that the lockdown period must be excluded while clarifying the loan period as in a loan as a non-performing asset. And also some reports are suggesting that the nationwide lockdown has led to cigarettes being sold at a steep 50 to 100% premium in the black market. So that's all from the news from India. While we leave you with some of the reports that suggest that India is planning to restart some manufacturing after April 15 to help offset the economic damage of a nationwide coronavirus lockdown. Now moving on to the global updates, the total confirmed COVID-19 cases reported so far globally have now reached 18.5 lakh according to Johns Hopkins University Coronavirus Research Center. The global death toll for the disease have crossed 1.14 lakh. However, out of all this, 4.21 lakh patients have recovered. If you talk about the country-wise numbers, United States still is the worst affected with over 5,57,500 confirmed cases, which includes recovery and deaths. Spain comes second with 1,66,800 cases. Italy with over 1,56,300 cases. This is followed by France, Germany and United Kingdoms. Spain will be lifting some of its restrictions on some businesses today after shutting down all non-essential operations nearly 2 weeks ago. Mask producer in China is rushing to fill orders from overseas while facing, you know, stricter quality inspections from a Chinese regulator. This is because of the previous reports that we have seen in terms of quality not being up to the mark. Ireland's leader, Leo Varadkar, is winning praise after reactivating his registration as a medical doctor and heading to the coronavirus front lines. China has reported the highest number of new daily coronavirus cases in nearly 6 weeks that are driven by a rise in infected travelers arriving from overseas. Now that we know China is not the worst affected, there are other hotspots in each continent. And since the restrictions in terms of travel and also restrictions from Wuhan, the epicenter of the outbreak, have been lifted, there are imported cases that are being reported. Which also underscore challenges Beijing is facing in preventing a second wave of COVID-19. And as for reports by The Guardian, France is expected to continue lockdown for several weeks. The French president is expected to warn on Monday that the country's lockdown will continue for several more weeks at least. Basically, on Sunday, that is yesterday, France reported a lower number of fatalities by COVID-19 in the past 24 hours. So that has seen a decline. Germany has a third day of lower cases in terms of the infections, the daily infections that the country report in each 24 hours has seen the third day of a decline after increasing for almost a week up to 4 or 5 days. Oil producing countries have agreed to historic output cuts. The move comes in response due to the coronavirus crisis, and in order to boost oil prices, the agreement has been put out. Also, a judge has ruled that Alabama cannot block abortions during coronavirus crisis. The ruling has come after efforts in Ohio, Alabama and other states had prohibited abortion, and due to the COVID-19 outbreak, the judge has ruled that they can't block out this service and potential hospital beds during the pandemic. And the, you know, abortions are elective medical procedures. That's why the states were arguing the need to block these services. But that is a wrap on the global news, but moving on to some other aspects, some interesting takes and articles that is on the Money Control website. COVID-19, how to maximize food security in post-COVID India. India must revamp its food grain storage techniques, and if we had to modernize the markets, the mandis, and expand the capacity of cold chains without any further delay is an interesting article by Money Control contributor. Apart from that, Digital India sees virtue in virus. Better data network and infrastructure must to sustain the boom in e-commerce and online transactions triggered by COVID-19 is yet another Money Control contributor article that takes an interesting take. Four money mistakes to avoid during the coronavirus pandemic. I'm sure this is a very interesting and important article during this time by the Money Control personal finance team, Hiral and Nikhil, who writes that don't resort to panic selling of equities, going overboard on stocks or deferring of loan EMIs. So these are some of the mistakes that they speak about. Apart from that, I have to remind you about the MC Daily Planner. It is becoming increasingly clear that we are going to be confined to our houses for at least 2 more weeks because of the spread of the virus. So why not make good use of this time? The Money Control Daily Planner will help you in this quarantine period. We have added some home workouts, activities, good reads and music to relax you and get you all pumped up. Also, there's some guide to some online events, activities and more. Basically, everything curated specially for you. With that, it's a wrap on this edition of Coronavirus Essential podcast. For regular updates on the pandemic, join us on the Coronavirus Essential podcast Monday to Friday. Apart from that, all suggestions and feedbacks can be sent at mcpodcast@nw18.com. Remember, we are all ears to your suggestions and feedbacks, and we'll be waiting for that. But don't forget, for more news, views and other updates, stay logged on to Money Control.